Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2. And with me today, I have Ms. Chris Weinbrunner, Communications Manager with Carroll County. Today we have, a very interesting topic, something brand new coming to the county, never happened before. Just a little bit of background. We have about 34 boards and commissions that operate in Carroll County. And one of those is the Veterans Advisory Council. And they are an advisory council to the Carroll County Commissioners. And the council has actually come up with an idea that we want to, with Carroll County, join together. And we're having the Carroll County Veterans Celebration. First time ever. We hope to make it an annual event if it's successful and we work well. And the first event will be Sunday, May 15th, from noon to 4 p.m. at the Carroll County Fire Museum. I asked Chris to come with us today. She has been, the county liaison in helping put this together between the Veterans Advisory Council, the Carroll County Commissioners, and the Farm Museum. So it's coming together, and we hope a lot of people will be out here for this event. Chris, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And it's definitely a dedicated team of county staff and volunteers, the Veterans Advisory Council, who are all pulling together to make this an outstanding event.
This is our first time going through it. The idea is we have between 10 and 12,000 veterans in Carroll County. Depends how they filled the census out, and people are coming and going all the time. But a lot of our veterans, especially the younger veterans, less than 50, many times don't know what's available to them. Services are provided for veterans in Carroll County. Do they know other veterans maybe in the county? So this is a chance to families to get together, and this is a family event. This is for the kids, for the wives, or spouses. It may not be wives particularly, maybe the other way around. And it could be for everybody to come together and in the veteran community and learn about what is available to a veteran in Carroll County and what's provided for them. So, Chris, how about just a little bit of an outline?
Sure. Well, I think it's important to note that really it's twofold for this event on this day. One is we definitely want to let our veterans know about the services that they can receive within the county. We have such an excellent veterans program. But also, we want to celebrate and thank them for their service. So we have a number of activities planned for the day. This is a free event. It is free admission and free parking at the Farm Museum. It is definitely open to everyone. Although we are celebrating veterans, military, and their families, everyone is invited to join in the festivities, whether you served or not. So we hope that everyone will join us for the day and thank a veteran. So specifically for veterans on that day, we do have a commemorative sport pack that we'll be giving to the first 1,000 veterans who come to the event, as well as an event commemorative lapel pin. They'll also be receiving vouchers for complimentary items throughout the day at the event. And then, of course, the resource fair for the veteran service organizations that exist within the county. As far as activities for all, we have 15 food trucks that will be on site. We have musical entertainment in the form of two bands that will be performing to entertain all of the...
What are the bands?
Okay, first, starting at approximately 12:30, we will have the Army Field Band, the Six String Soldiers, which is very well known throughout the military community. And apparently I've not seen them, so I'm looking forward to seeing them perform on this day. And then at approximately 2 o'clock, we'll be having a more local band, the Midnight Run, which is, I understand, contemporary country. So I've not missed that either, but looking forward to them entertaining us on what is hopefully a beautiful afternoon. We also have a military exhibition where we will have a helicopter on site, weather dependent, and then also more military displays. And a military display will be housed within the Farm Museum itself, as of course it is a museum. So we hope that people will be able to visit that. We have a vendor marketplace, which will be featuring local craft vendors and then other artisans to explore, as well as some of the other amenities that exist at the Farm Museum every day. As you know, the Farm Museum is a jewel of Carroll County, and so we're hoping that everyone will go out and enjoy the event and the beautiful site of the...
Well, I know they've been soliciting memorabilia from the military from World War I on, or even before, and they're going to put it in display cases. I think they hope to have this display going through September, but they really want to have it for this event. And you mentioned the helicopter coming in. I think 3 o'clock they have to take off, though, due to their flight plan. But it'd be interesting for kids, veterans, families to, you know, look at the helicopter, see what they have in it. It's totally unarmed at this point, so they won't have any problems there. but also have the military equipment there. And I think a lot of that's coming from the National Guard at Camp Federal, but what they can bring out. And we have some interesting vintage items coming to this, and it should be well attended. I think one of the biggest things, we have Secretary Owens, who is Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of Maryland, coming. And we have invited the governor, even though we haven't heard back yet, but it would be nice to have them out. Now, we're anticipating quite a few people attending this event. As Chris said, the first 1,000 get a bag of goodies for attending. And this should be, I think, an event that we're going to be very proud of in the county. In addition, you know, all the veterans organizations have been, I think we have 14 setting up now or something.
15
at the present time, setting up to display what they're about. The American Legions, whatever town they're from or municipality, they will be setting up, and you can learn about what their legion does, the VFW, all kind of other organizations, nonprofits out here that help veterans get the services that they earned. So these things are going to be available. You know, people can walk around. But I think the biggest part is the Farm Museum has a lot to attract young children. And they have the petting zoo. They have the playground. They have all kinds of things available to young kids. And they have some other activities. You want to elaborate on a few?
Sure, absolutely. Yes, we have a lot of children's activities going on that day. We do have the Farmyard Friends, which is similar to a petting zoo. We are offering a scavenger hunt. We have the playground on site, a children's activity book that is specific to veterans and the military. We have one or two balloon artists who will be there on the grounds, and then we also have face painting. And we are constantly working on ideas for this year, so there may be some things that we don't mention that end up coming around for that day. So I think it's going to be a great event for all families.
As I said, this is the first time we've tried this event, and we're looking for ideas. If this is a success we all think it's going to be, and we have thousands of people show up, if you have some ideas, please contact myself, Chris, anybody on the committee. Give us your thoughts on this, because we want this event to grow as an annual event. And as we said, it doesn't cost a veteran anything to come in. They do get a band. We do have a small beer garden set up, and they will get some freebies, and free ice cream is provided here if they're a veteran. And, you know, I think they've come out that day, bring their family, support the food trucks, have a afternoon at the Farm Museum. It's a four-hour event, which isn't a lot of time when you think about it. If you go out for a Sunday afternoon, it's hopefully good weather. And by the way, it will be rain or shine at the Carroll County Farm Museum. So bad weather may hinder us a little bit for some displays, but it will be there. And our veteran service officers will be there also. They can't possibly get to all these people, but if you are a veteran and don't have your VA card or haven't signed up for anything, they will be able to get your name and number and get back to you to get your VA card, get your DD-214 if you don't have it at the present time, and help you get the services you earned while you were in the military. So, as I said, first-time event, Sunday, May 15th, noon to 4 at the Carroll County Farm Museum, and it should be, I think, a wonderful time for everybody in the county. Chris, I'm going to have some things I missed, perhaps.
Just that we are strongly encouraging everyone to bring your chairs and blankets, wagons, things like that. There's going to be lots of good food. I think it's going to be a lot of entertainment, lots of fun for the kids. So there's really no one that should not come to this event. And we're just really looking forward to it. It's going to be a first great event and just the beginning of what is hopefully an event that goes on for years.
Well, and I just want to say thank you to Chris and her committee and the people in this staff for what they've done. You know, as a commissioner, we get to put ideas together, but sometimes, you know, we're not the ones that make it happen. It's the staff that make it happen. They make us look good, make our service organizations look good. So thank you, Chris, for you and your team and what you're doing here for the veterans in Carroll County. So with that being said, this is Commissioner Richard Weaver signing off. And I would like to say Sunday, May 15th. Noon to 4 at the Carroll County Farm Museum. If you're a veteran or not, or just want to get a day out in the afternoon with the family, come out to a free event sponsored by Carroll County Government and the Veterans Advisory Council. So see you then. Thank you.